from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
How about that? 5:35 and 0 seconds. This is why they pay me the big bucks. Exactly on point for this week's edition of Collector's Corner. Woo-hoo! Here on 1600 ESPN. This is the radio geek in me freaking out because I just hit the segment start at the exact time I wanted. Oh boy, this is a big day in radio land. Let's see if I can get through the segment and not sound like a moron. Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids sponsoring Collector's Corner every Wednesday at this time. They are located at 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest. Find them in the near the intersection of Wiley and Williams Boulevard. Encourage you to check them out on Facebook, Cooley Cards and Gaming Cedar Rapids. Look for that on Facebook. Always posting about stuff going on in the store, about new releases, seeing some info you can find there about a school supply drive, helping out the community. They are over there at Cooley Cards and Gaming. Certainly appreciate their support of the segment here on 1600 ESPN. If you have any questions or ideas for future topics, we talk about sports cards and sports collectibles each week on the segment. Feel free to send them in. You can send it via the text line, 319-366-1600. You can also email me directly, Spencer, at kgymradio.com, S-P-E-N-C-E-R at kgymradio.com, or follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, at SW on the radio, and you can message me on there or tweet at me saying, hey, I got an idea for Collector's Corner, and I'd be happy to do some research and bring you my thoughts on that each week. Couple different things. We've been talking a lot about the Olympics, and Topps is partnered with Team USA to produce multiple different levels of Olympic trading cards and memorabilia. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but I wanted to start with this because this is hitting me right in the nostalgia feels. We've talked over the last several segments, and we've talked throughout the segment as a whole since we started it back in the original Spencer on Sports, the 2 o'clock hour show, about the transition that's coming with Topps taking over all the major sport licenses, aside from hockey, but taking over baseball, which they already have. Getting NFL and NBA back under their umbrella. Well, Topps is kind of jumping the gun a little bit, and this has been pretty well received. If you are a collector of a certain age, you remember Topps Chrome. You have your base Topps, which is paper cards, right? But there's Topps Chrome, and they do shiny parallels, unique kind of numbered stuff. It was one of the premier sets for quite a while. First debuted back in the mid-90s, 1996 to be exact. It's been gone since 2009 because after 2009, Panini took over and they've had the NBA license ever since. But Topps is getting the NBA license back in the next few years and they have brought back Topps Chrome Basketball. It went on sale earlier this week. In fact, I didn't try to get a box. I certainly wasn't going to get a case of the cards, but they were going in and out of stock. Lots of support for Topps Chrome Basketball. The caveat is there are no licenses. So you pull a Jason Tatum card, it's just him in a generic green jersey because they can't have Celtics. They can't write Boston Celtics. They can write the city name, but they can't write the team name. They don't have the rights to that just yet. But people are excited for the return of Topps Chrome 2023-24 Topps Chrome set for pre-order release this past Monday, and people were snapping it up. And this is, if you're not familiar with it, one of the most popular and widely collected basketball brands. Now, Topps and Fanatics they won't have the full NBA license until next year. So 2025 is when they can start printing things for real. You pull a Steph Curry card and it says Golden State Warriors. It's got him in full uniform. You pull a Jason Tatum card, Jaylen Brown, whoever it might be. They'll be in full uniform in next year's product. But the excitement of a nostalgia brand coming back for those people who collected in the mid to late 90s and into the 2000s. and B, the excitement around guys like Victor Wembanyama still, who Topps does have an exclusive license with, and Wemby does have cards and autographs in the set. That kind of pushed people toward the, it may be unlicensed, but I can deal with it because there's some pretty cool stuff. That's kind of where people are at with it. But it's been available for pre-order. I'm interested to see the final product. For me, I'm probably just going to buy singles of guys I like. I'm not crazy about unlicensed stuff. I like my cards to say the team name and players to be in full, you know, full uniform with logos and stuff. So I'm not probably going to open too much of this just from a collector's perspective. But if you're a Topps Chrome fan, a Topps fan, you just want to chase certain players, you have a favorite team or favorite player, this might be a decent option to get some cards that I want to say on the cheap or are on the cheap, but they will be less than your normal license card just because they are unlicensed. They don't have the logos, and that sometimes turns people off, so the market is a little bit less. But there are plenty of notable autographs. LeBron James is in it. That's a big one. LeBron has been an Upper Deck exclusive athlete for a while. He hasn't had signed cards in a true NBA product in forever. He's in there. Shaq has autographs. Penny Hardaway, Jalen Brunson. And I mentioned LeBron, those autographs, his first solo signed cards since he made the move from Upper Deck to Fanatics. So he's going to be back in the fold. That's big for the hobby because Panini can make cards of him, but there's just never been a LeBron auto in their products. And there's never been a Michael Jordan auto in their products because he's exclusive to Upper Deck. And getting LeBron to switch over was a big thing for Fanatics, who owns Topps. But it looks like a good set. I've yet to see it in person because it's not fully out yet, but I know people earlier this week were crashing Topps's website trying to get their box of Topps Chrome after 15 years away. So that was certainly something to take note of this week. I collected my MO when it comes to like sets like that. I collected, was it 04, 05? What year was Dwight Howard the number one pick? Was that 2004?
Maybe. I'm having trouble remembering.
I started caring about or trying to get a little bit more into basketball cards the year, of course, after LeBron. LeBron was 03, I know that. And then I had, I had the complete base set of 2004 Topps Chrome basketball somewhere. And there were some decent rookies in there, nowhere as good as the 2003 set, right? But I collected a couple different years there. Those were fun to open. You got some autographs. You got at least one game-used relic card in a box. You got some great color. And it's one of those things, like I went to college and I started to lose track of part of my card collection, and I'm like, I don't know what happened to this. And I think it ended up going to not necessarily a local thrift store, but it got sold and I didn't realize it. Maybe to someone else, but I'm looking forward to Topps getting the license back for that and future products with that. I mentioned the Olympics, Topps, and another kind of cool set if you're an Olympics fan or just looking for something different to rip. I've seen a lot of people opening up a specific set. It's a Topps Chrome set, Olympic and Paralympic hopefuls. You can get some cool stuff. I've seen some Katie Ledecky autographs get pulled. There's some really cool cards in that set. But Topps, along with that, leaning into their Topps Now, which is their kind of instant print. They do it for key moments from baseball. They've done several key moment cards for the Olympics, and Topps has sold over 35,000 Olympic cards through their Topps Now platform over the last couple weeks. The top selling card is of LeBron at the opening ceremonies. The picture on the card was cool. It wasn't the coolest picture, though, of him with the flag on the boat, where people were kind of comparing it to Washington crossing the Delaware, trying to make a meme of it. But that was the most sold card, over 13,000 copies So all of LeBron's opening ceremonies picture. KD with the win over Serbia sold about 3,000 copies. Katie Ledecky had two of the most sold copies, 3,000 and 2,900 respectively. And then the U.S. gymnastics team, excuse me, winning gold, about 2,000 copies sold for the team medal for Simone Biles and Suni Lee. So that was kind of cool to see. But I'm glad that there's a company kind of leaning into that. I'm interested to see if they do a women's, because they have a, you know, they don't have the WNBA license, but they have Team USA. So I'm curious to see if there's like a women's basketball kind of medal, you know, recognition coming from that. I'm glad that there's a card company kind of doing that, because there's not a ton of, I mean, there are Olympic collectibles out there. There are, you know, people who make custom trading cards and stuff, but Topps, I think, really doing a good job and doing good quality stuff, making Olympic collectibles.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. I looked up some of the stuff in there too. I know you said Kayla Decky. I think they had some Tori Husk stuff in there, which was cool.
Yep.
I don't know. They had interesting athletes in there, especially people who performed well at the Olympics. It's fun to see. Mm-hmm. It was fun to look up the prices after they won gold and got their medals and stuff like that.
Right.
You saw. I don't know how much it would have jumped up, but I don't think that normal swimming cards are going for, you know, $70 or anything like that. So, but they were now.
Yeah, Katie Ledecky, like I said, tying the U.S. women's medal record. That was one of the custom cards they made, or the Topps now instant prints. 2,900 copies of that. So quite a few. Not a ton, which means it's a more rare. Like some of the, like, there's 13,000, almost 14,000 copies of that LeBron card. So if you see that at like a local card show, the value, because it's print to order, if there's only like five cards made of the order, that you got one of five, right? But if you got the LeBron opening ceremonies card, you have one of 14,000 cards made. So it's a little bit less rare. Still, I think, pretty valuable card, kind of a cool card to have in your collection if you're a Team USA fan or a LeBron fan, but it's still, you know, not as rare as some of the other ones might be. That's Collector's Corner. Again, a big thank you to Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids for helping us bring you the segment. You can find them again, 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest, and check them out on Facebook. We'll do it again next week at 5:35, right here on 1600 ESPN. The Sports Menu up next. It's the biggest game in the state of Iowa, and we want to send